This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The nominees are known. Policy positions, at least we're hearing more about them. Also, the money, who's giving to whom and how much. Wall Street, it turns out, has decided it likes Hillary Clinton. The Wall Street Journal did the data journalism on this one and followed the money. Brody Mullins is a reporter at the Journal. He shared the byline in the paper today, and we got him on the line from our bureau in Washington. Hey, Brody, thanks for coming on.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Let's get the facts out there first. How much money are we talking about here for Mrs. Clinton from Wall Street?
From Wall Street, it's about $6 or $7 million that she's raised just in the last short period of time. More importantly was the percentage of money that she's raised, which is she's now raising a majority of all the money that Wall Street's giving to all the candidates is now going into her campaign coffers.
Can we read tea leaves here and guess what that actually means about what Wall Street wants out of this election? Or are they just, playing the field as they do?
Absolutely. The whole idea is to read the tea leaves. And what the tea leaves are telling us is that Wall Street and lots of other corporate executives are very comfortable with Hillary Clinton, especially when she's compared against some of the other candidates like Donald Trump. They've known Hillary for a long time. She represented New York City and New York State for a long time. She has relationships with folks on Wall Street, and they are very comfortable with her.
Is that because, and I hate to fall back on this old trope, but Wall Street, as we know, hates uncertainty. With Mr. Trump, there is some measure of the unknown. With Mrs. Clinton, it's much more known.
That is exactly the point. Wall Street and other businesses really like to know what the rules are. They'd love to have rules that they prefer, but they really just want to know what the rules are, and they can adjust to them. They can deal with them. They can make decisions as a result of those. And with Hillary, they feel like they know what they're getting. And with Donald Trump, they have no idea.
Is it your sense that Mrs. Clinton is picking up Bush backers and Rubio backers and Cruz backers and all the rest of them?
Yeah, there were Wall Street, truth be told, in the beginning, really wanted Jeb Bush. He's someone who supported policies that would help Wall Street. And also he came with a lot of certainty. Once he went away, they seemed to start to play footsie and move over to Marco Rubio for his brief period when he was leading the polls or shooting up in the polls. And then once he left, the best alternative seemed to be Hillary Clinton. And what is surprising about that, of course, is that she's a Democrat. A lot of these Wall Street folks for the last several years have really supported Republicans, but now they're moving over to her as the best alternative.
One does have to ask where Donald Trump is in this mix and how much he's getting.
Well, it's a really good question. Part of it's hard to tell because he has just started to actively raise money. So far, he had funded most of his campaign out of his own pocket. He just announced last week that he's going to start raising money. So it's hard to tell by looking at the campaign finance reports how much money he's going to get from Wall Street. But the early indications are that that Wall Street is very comfortable with Hillary Clinton and not so comfortable with Mr. Trump.
Secretary Clinton, I'm sure, is pleased and happy to have the money. I can't imagine a headline in the paper like yours has today saying how much money she's getting from Wall Street is going to help her win over Bernie Sanders voters.
It is a double-edged sword. She loves the money. She wishes it came from somewhere else. It is what it is. I'm sure the Bernie Sanders people are going to make a big deal about how she's getting this Wall Street money. But it is what it is.
Yeah. Just a big picture question here, and then I'll let you go. In 2012, you write, the financial services industry gave something like $90 million to both candidates, that is Romney and Obama. Do we have a sense of what they're on pace for this year?
It's too early to say what they're on pace for. The general rule of campaign funding elections is that every 4 years, the amount of money donated goes up by about 50%. So we'll probably get a lot more than $90 million. You know, we've also had a bunch of changes in the campaign finance law,
right,
which now allow these new super PACs that have really taken flight this election to spend a lot of money. And those we've seen are also really heavily supported by Wall Street. So in terms of the overall amount of money that Wall Street is likely to give to candidates and to super PACs, it's likely to be way more than $90 million this time.
Brody Mullins, he writes for The Wall Street Journal. Brody, thanks very much.
Thanks very much.